Where's Aida? Thank you for that beautiful prayer. She already gave my talk. Thank you. Not really. But we're all connected. We're all energy. That's what it's about. So this morning, we're going to do this thing about energy and resonating with one another and within ourselves. What I like to call music of the spheres. I love doing this thing. And my very dear friend and our yoga friend and our bowl friend will be joining me here just a minute. Briefly, what the music of the spheres is about. That term came from our good mathematician friend Pythagoras. Anybody remember the Pythagorean theorem? We're not going to do math this morning, I promise you. But essentially, he was the dude, the guy 500 years B.C., mathematician, that was the word I was trying to get out. And what he discovered, he's the person that saw the proportional, if you took a string or a horsehair or a piece of fiber at that time, they didn't have guitar strings at that time, but he figured out that by making the string longer or shorter or pressing somewhere different, the proportion of that would change the pitch. It would change musical pitch. And he put together the mathematical idea of that, of, oh, there's proportion, and mathematically you can figure out the harmonics with that, with simple math, right? So move us forward many, 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 many centuries, and in the 1950s, there was this thing called the Schumann resonance, which used all of that information, and one of the things that Pythagoras discovered as well is his theory was that the planets, the stars, the sun, everything had its proportion, it's based on its size and its distance, that each of those objects or each of those balls of energy had their own resonant frequency. So into the 1950s with the Schumann resonance, what they actually called it was with all the measurements and the measuring the atmosphere of planet Earth and everything that was included in the mass, that the resonant frequency of planet Earth is around 8 hertz. Our normal human range of hearing is about 20 hertz to about 20,000 hertz. If you still have your upper end, if you haven't been to too many rock concerts in your life, you probably still have some of your upper end of hearing. So we have, in addition to the planet, because as Aida said, we are all energy, we also personally have our own resonant frequency. And when we talk about resonating with each other, there are certain people that we resonate with, positively or negatively, okay? So we are either in harmony with somebody or we're bumping up against somebody else's frequency or their energy on a particular day. Our own energy on a particular day, we're bumping up against, right? Our chakras, our energy centers, the 7 energy centers in our bodies, if you imagine them as little balls of energy, their own little orbits, they also have their own frequency. There was a musician, a French musician named Fabien Mamman, that in the 1980s started his seminal work of seeing what music, acoustic tones, pure acoustic tones would have the effect, this is a very short version of how this came about, the effect of the cells on the body. He was a brilliant musician, but he also became an acupuncturist, an energy worker, a Reiki master. He studied with a lot of Japanese masters in that field of work, and had a really good friend who had a Curlian camera, if you know what those are. Curlian cameras you can look at a cell, you can see the light. Actually see the light and take pictures of the light in a cell, in a human cell. And what he started to do, what they started to do was with a tuning fork and with some other acoustic instruments, they would have the camera on the cell. And they would, you know, it had its nice little shape. As soon as they would hit that thing, it would explode in light. And when they found the resonant frequency of the person, what was really cool is that all the other tones, it would make these beautiful star patterns and all stuff, but when they found the resonant frequency of that person, it became a pure mandala shape, the cell did. And they were able to photograph this. And I didn't bring slides. The reason I didn't bring slides is, and I honor this very much so, is that that all of his work is copyrighted and those pictures are copyrighted. So you're not going to see him up here. You can look him up, Fabian Mamon, M-A-M-A-N. There we go. Okay. So we know that we are light beings. What we also know is that the light in us and the sound in us are resonance, as we can light up cells by hearing music. We can hear it from the human voice. We can hear it in pure tones from violins, from tuning forks, from flutes. We can affect the healing in our body. Because the thing that they also discovered was that if they could bombard cancer cells with pure tones, it would annihilate them. And they took pictures of it. And that work is ongoing. So I want to give my thanks, first of all, to Margie Barlow, who introduced me to this person years ago. She used to do a lot of sound healing work. And that's how I found out about it. It's fascinating stuff. But it's, if you want to look it up any more about it, it's called the Tao, T-A-O, of sound. It's on, you can see the book, and he's got some more classes. He has a whole institute and training of how to be a sound healer. So what we're going to do with our spheres this morning is we're going to do some healing work, or we're going to do some energy work. And I'm going to ask Jan McGowan to come up, please, now, yes. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to lead you through meditation, but she's going to use the pure tones of crystal, quartz crystal bowls, the singing bowls that she is so masterful at. If you've had the experience of crystal bowls with Jan, you know kind of what's coming. But I also invite you to kind of turn off what you may think you expect. Can we agree to that? Don't come in with preconceived notions that you're going to, oh, the bowls are cool and it's going to be great. Just let go of everything. We're going to do that in this meditation. So what I invite you to do is put your feet flat on the floor, because we want to start you in a grounded place. If your arms are crossed, please uncross them. You can rest your hands gently in your lap if you want to open your palms, as Aida instructed us to do earlier in the prayer. Just sit comfortably where you are. And just begin to focus on the tones of the bowls. Let's start by taking a deep breath and focus your energy on the base of your spine. Feel yourself sitting in that chair. Focus your breath on the base of your spine. This is home base. This is the place of life's origins. This is where your earliest beliefs and worldviews were formed. And as Jan plays that first bowl, envision that color red. That is the color of the first chakra, a deep, vibrant red. There is a tone, a resonance that accompanies this root chakra. And that tone is O. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a deep breath. And when you let it out, just find, and don't worry about a tone, don't worry about a pitch, just say O. Without judgment, simply observe the thoughts. Consider the beliefs you inherited from your family of origin, your beliefs around honor, loyalty, and justice. bring to mind the many blessings as well as the beliefs or patterns that may no longer serve you or your highest good around honor, loyalty, and justice. Without judgment. Allow your deepest self to express the gratitude for what these beliefs have taught you and how they have served you. And be willing to let them go with a deep breath and an oh. Envision yourself standing strongly in your power, perhaps with a family of your own, expressing your most radiant divine self. And say silently to yourself, I am willing to accept myself and others. And remember to breathe. As we move into the second chakra, bring your focus to the area just a few inches below your navel. Breathing and envisioning the color orange. And the sound that accompanies this chakra is ooh. So breathe in deeply and breathe out with ooh. The second chakra is where individuation begins, where we move from our tribe of origin to the bigger world of relationships. Our sense of control, self-sufficiency, creativity, and sexuality have their roots in this chakra. The fight or flight mechanism lives here, as does our relationship to money and power. So again, without judgment and simply observing your thoughts, what are some of your beliefs around creativity, sexuality, money, or power? Without judgment, just let them come in. And as you breathe in, bring to mind the blessings as well as the beliefs or patterns that may no longer serve your highest good and hold them in mind without judgment. Which beliefs are you willing to bless, forgive, and release? Envision yourself standing strongly in your divine power, expressing your most balanced, radiant, divine self, and affirm quietly, I am in the flow of life. I am in the flow of life. Now breathe in and bring your attention to your solar plexus, your gut, just right around the navel, just around the navel. Bring to mind how you see yourself physically, how kind or how self-deprecating you are to the earth suit you inhabit. What fears come up regarding your beliefs around age or beauty or strength? The tone for this chakra is ah. So breathe in deeply and then let it out with a big ah. Envision yourself bathed in bright, powerful yellow light. Envision yourself strong, whole, balanced, with great vitality. Envision yourself trusting, fully trusting your intuition. That intuition comes to you through your gut reactions and your gut feelings. Allow any intuitive guidance about your physical well-being and your highest place in the world to come to mind. Feel it stirring in your gut. Trust it, greet it, embrace it. And again, without any judgment, give yourself permission to release the limiting beliefs that no longer serve you. And affirm to yourself, I am strong, centered, and determined. I am strong, centered, and determined. To that beautiful heart chakra. Envision a deep emerald green. The chanting tone for the heart chakra is A. So breathe in deeply into your heart space. Let out an A. To flow uninhibited through the heart space, through your body, through this room. Swing wide the doors on this heart of yours. Let it flow. whatever might be coming to mind at this time, just simply focus on love and gratitude. And affirm, I am able to give and receive love. I am able to give and receive love. Now bring your attention to the throat chakra. This is where the power of will lives, and the place of self-expression and choice. Imagine yourself bathed in blue light, a deep, deep blue. The tone for this chakra is E. So breathing in deeply, we let out an E. That tone again, and you can feel as you pull your cheeks back and expose your teeth, you can feel everything open up in that place. So breathing in. Trust in the power of the one mind, the one power where your faith lives. It is okay to surrender to the power and presence that expresses through you and as you. This is the perfect place to affirm that we have the courage to make the choices we need to make, accept what we cannot change, and have the wisdom to know the difference. And affirm to yourself, I am able to hear the voice of my soul. I am able to hear the voice of my soul. So bring your focus and attention to the third eye, the space just above the bridge of your nose, center of the forehead. Deeply bathing yourself in indigo light. The tone of this chakra is Om or Om. So breathing in deeply. Om. the mind of God is present in each of us. That infinite wisdom and intelligence now guides each of us, always guiding each of us. Our thoughts are creative. Everything ever created was first a thought. The law of mind action is here for all of us to use at any time. So being present, being conscious in the moment, paying attention to where our thoughts are going, focus on where your thoughts are right now. And once again, without judgment, simply and gently bring your focus back to the third eye, your breath, the indigo light, and affirm to yourself, I am united with the vibrations of the universe. I am united with the vibrations of the universe. Now bring your attention and your focus to the crown of your head, the seventh chakra. The crown is the entry point, the portal to spiritual power, the life force itself. Breathing in and breathing out, the tone for the seventh chakra is silence. So breathe deeply and let it out. Allow yourself to accept and embrace the mystical experiences of your life. Allow yourself to trust prophetic thoughts and transcendent ideas. Allow yourself to let go completely and let God. All is forgiven. All is love. And all is one with the one. There is only one presence and one power in the universe and in my life, God the good. So affirm to yourself, I am balanced between earth and heaven. I am balanced between earth and heaven. Thank you. breathe the light from white to violet, down through the crown to the third eye. Bring the light, the violet light, to indigo, to the throat chakra. And bring that light down to the emerald green in the heart. Breathe that beautiful, loving energy down into the solar plexus and that yellow, brilliant sunshine yellow. And continue to bring that yellow light down into that tangerine orange of the second chakra. Grounding, 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 and breathing that light down to the deep red of the first chakra. Breathe knowing that you are here for a reason and very good purpose. You are spirit in action. You are love all over the place. You are a conduit for the divine. Take a deep breath, slowly, gently, as you feel ready to come back into this room. Soul of love, I am the sacred earth below, I am the heavens above, peace, be still. Sacred earth below.
heavens above, peace be still and know I am
How's everybody feeling? I'd like to thank Jan McGowan for her. Yes. Yes. Thank you. Also encourage you to drink a lot of water after the service today. You moved a lot of molecules. Just saying. You may not recognize it immediately, but you did. So thank you for being here.